Hello and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Thursday and this is the fourth week of the Easter season. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by the Son. A reading from 1 John chapter 4. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God and hate a brother or sister are liars, for those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they cannot see. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So throughout this section, we hear, first of all, how God has loved us. God has sent his Son into the world, as God has given us the Son, who has died and has been raised for us, who has taken away our sins and brought us into fellowship. God has sent the Holy Spirit to come and abide with us, to lead us into all truth. In all of these are ways in which God loves us, the way in which God shows us what love truly is in the giving, in the abiding, in the gathering, in the forgiving, in all of those ways that God loves. And then within this community that God has created, this love now becomes our sign and our way of embodying God's presence, the body of Christ here in this world. The way that we love one another becomes our witness and our proclamation to God's presence and God's will and God's plan for the world. And so this very simple message to love God and to love our neighbors, because God has loved us and God has loved our neighbors first and has shown us and brought us into that, becomes sort of this repeating theme that runs throughout this section. And now finally, in this part, we find that because we know of God's love for us, because we have been reconciled to God in his love in Christ, because the Spirit abides in us, and because we love and care for each other, we have boldness, knowing that nothing can separate us from God's love. So we've passed from fear of judgment. We've passed from those kind of fears into this place where love becomes everything for us, God's love for us and our love for each other. And even within that, right now, God holds those edges so that it is also a place of forgiveness. So when we fall short, when we sin, when we fail to love, that there is still this this forgiveness that comes to us and this reaching out for forgiveness and reconciliation around us, not that we fear being punished, but we look for God to bring us back, as painful as it might be at times, but also that reconciliation within it. Because in the end, this is the people, the way in which God makes love known to us is now in the people around us and the Spirit gathered here in this community. The God that we cannot see, we love by loving God present for us in the places that we can see. And so as we go out from this day, we don't really have to maybe say anything, just in the way in which we love and we care, the way in which we can witness to God's love and care for us within the church becomes our sermon, becomes our preaching, becomes our reaching out in hope for the world around us today. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For who else, for what else are we grateful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, that they may do so in peace and justice and love. For the people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else, for what else do we pray? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Holy Spirit fill you with new life and abundant joy. And Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen.